Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Wolf, South Dakota Humanities Scholar. Phyllis Schrag grew up in a small town and never tires of sharing those stories about it. Tomorrow at noon Mountain Time, Phyllis Schrag presents Baseball, Preachers, and Funerals at the historic Adams House in Deadwood. Phyllis joins us now with more. Hi, Phyllis. Welcome back.
Thank you.
This is sort of a sequel of sorts to the last time we talked, and one of the other of many presentations that you do about growing up in a small town. Tell me, why baseball, preachers, and funerals? How does that all come together?
When I was growing up, we didn't have much for television, and if you did, you might have two stations, and one of them was Snowy. So you had to create your own fun, and we used all the children in town. There were about six families with kids. And we'd create our own World Series of Baseball. And so that's how we entertained ourselves. And we used a vacant lot, which wasn't far from my home. And we had a great time there. We would choose up sides. Always the best players were the captains. But not only, they weren't just boys. There were some girls who were good players, too. And you know how you put your hand over fist on the bat to decide right. who picks and put the little kids in the outfield. We were our own umpires. And we knew when it was an out, and we knew when it was a ball and a strike, and no fisticuffs or anything like that. So that's how we did it. And we played in a vacant lot that was owned by a woman who was not called grandma because she wasn't one. She was what they called in those days an old maid. Mm-hmm. And she mowed that down of dandelions, and that's where we played our ball games. And then we could go to the park, and if we did go to the park where they had a junior legion regulation baseball field, we would put our home plate at second base so we could have a better chance of hitting an over-the-fence home run. Then the baseball preachers part is, in our small towns, and this is still true today, I think, you get a preacher come in, and they're usually right out of seminary, and as my dad said, kind of still wet behind the ears, and the job of the church was to train the preacher up in the way they should go. And then when they got pretty good, somebody else would call them away from you, and then you'd start over with a new one. And so in a town which is made up mostly of old people, you have a lot of funerals. Sure. And there were two societies, the Dorcas Society in church circles and women's circles, and then the evening group, the Mary Martha group, and they'd alternate months to serve the funeral lunch, which was funeral meat. I think people will recognize that it was ground minced ham with a little onion, a little pickle, a little mustard mayonnaise. And in those days, it was just Wonder Bread, no buns. And so my mother would sometimes take me with her when they prepared funeral lunches, and I'd keep my mouth shut and my ears open, and I learned a lot about people in those days. And then the funerals part, of course, is what happened in those communities. And sometimes they say funerals come in threes. So one of the stories I tell is about how people decided what they were going to have for a funeral, and the scriptures that they wanted, and who did what. And my experience in a small town was a very good one, because everybody looked out for you. Right. And you could have the run of the town. It was amazing. But we had to get our baseball games done before Labor Day, because in those days it was ordained from above that school started after Labor Day. And so you had no more time for baseball games. And our teams were the New York Yankees and the Brooklyn Dodgers. And we played our own World Series. And the story that I tell is about how I was sure my team was going to win. Mine was the New York Yankees. Mm. We had the tallest kid on first base. That was Stretch Oxnard, nickname. One of my brothers was a good, strong, big-thighed kid. They can play catcher really well, because you got to get up and down and up and down. And we had a neighbor kid who was in my class who was the pitcher. And he was a good pitcher, and he came from a long line of good pitching. His dad's nickname was Put, P-U-T, because he could put the ball across the plate and put the ball in the hoop. And so, it kind of generationally, you see in children what was the gift of the parent. And the whole community really supported us well. I just remember so well being able to play our games there. And right. of the families, there was as I tell in the story, there was my family where there were six kids, four boys and two girls, and then there were a couple of Protestant families that had eight kids apiece, and then there was that, two Catholic families that had eight kids apiece, and then there was a Protestant family that didn't know they weren't Catholic, and they had 11 kids, and there were all girls and one boy. Hmm. And of course, we needed everybody, and you just played the games in the heat of the summer, and it was all fun. My parents had a hardware store in that town, and so we used this vacant lot, and we had a ground-out tree stump, which was third base, which I played, and then we had this lady's cistern cover was first base, and then in my parents' store in the back, they would have the discarded discs from farm machinery called a disc, the rusted out ones, and we would take a couple of those, and one would be home plate, and one would be second base.
Sure.
And we just had a grand time. It was all good, and little kids in the outfield didn't know quite how to play the game, so they didn't know, for example, if the pitcher's off the mound, the first base player has to cover pitcher's mound, and the outfielders didn't know to come up and cover first base, you know, so there were some problems with the game, but
right,
I love to tell the story about how it was played and about the people in it, and I remember very well, we didn't talk about women having babies. You didn't ever say pregnant, but we'd hear, because I kept my mouth shut and my ears open, I'd hear the women talk, particularly as they were preparing the funeral lunches, about who was on the nest, or who had a hatching jacket on, or who had swallowed a watermelon seed, you know, that was all euphemism, or they might say PG. But pretty soon I figured out what that was, and I remember hearing the women talk, as they will, you know, when you're preparing a funeral lunch, about how this family, when they go fishing, and they didn't mean fishing for fish, they meant, you know, fishing for babies, when they went fishing, all they got was boy babies. Boy, howdy, how they wanted a daughter. And they tell in, I tell in this story about how the one woman said, well, you can bet as sure as the sun goes up in the east in the morning and rests in the west at night, that if they do get a girl baby, she's going to be treated like a princess. And boy, did my ears perk up, because I always thought I should be a princess. Mm-hmm. And I never got to be one. I was really sick of weeding the garden and peeling potatoes and, you know, doing all that grudge work that you have to do as a kid, making your own bed, you know, and folding laundry. And I thought, well, if I was a princess, I wouldn't have to do that.
Yeah.
And I remember very well, my brother was up for 4-H King in Turner County. And I remember sitting in the grandstands at the Turner County Fair in Parker, South Dakota, and praying to the baby Jesus and the big dad in the sky and the holy Halloween guy. And, you know, in my mind, I meant to say the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that they should let my brother be the king, and he actually got to be king, but I never got to be a princess. So in this whole story, I tell a little bit about how it came about that I can claim royalty just a little bit.
Phyllis Rogg, tomorrow, Noon Mountain, you can hear these stories and so much more. She presents Baseball, Preachers, and Funerals at the historic Adams House in Deadwood. Phyllis, come back again. Tell us more stories. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.